This is CliffCentral.com.
George is here. George is the CEO of Auto Trader. He's also a host of our show, Auto Central, which is on every Monday on CliffCentral.com, and it repeats weekly, so you can get to join in on the most important information and to hear the most interesting things around the world that only the real experts like George can speak about, but most of us are interested in, and you don't have to be a petrol head to enjoy what they do in Auto Central. But George has got some highlights for this week. What's going on?
Well, we try to make it interesting. A lot of these petrol heads are very technical.
I don't want to know about horsepower, a number of valves.
Exactly. I don't know why they still refer to cars and horses.
It's kind of ridiculous, isn't it?
Exactly.
It's the 80s.
It's an 80s thing.
What are we doing?
So, BMW, I didn't know this, but the single biggest investment in South African car manufacturer has been made. I mean, we spoke about it a couple of weeks ago. 6.1 billion rand in the Roslyn BMW plant for the X3. I mean, we know that. Well, the first proudly South African BMW X3s were exported last week. 100 units on 27 vans or trucks were transported by rail to the port of Durban.
Very nice.
So another thing I was surprised at is, how long do you think it takes to invest that 6.1 billion rand?
I don't know. Tell me.
3 years.
Really?
So it took 3 years to get this plant to where it is today. So, you know, it's not just, here's 6.1 billion rand, let's get it done next month.
So do we make most of those that are exported to the rest of the world, or are we responsible for a certain percentage? What kind of a market role do we play here?
We play quite a significant market role, but not as big as Germany, because they export most of the European and American cars.
No,
but
just say because Germans, it's fine.
No.
We understand. Those people are... We will have this factory operational, and we will put out 500,000 cars within the next 3 months. Otherwise, all of you will be taken outside.
Or else.
Yeah.
So cars exported in South Africa make up 14% of South Africa's total exports. So it's quite a big chunk in terms
that
of
is big.
In terms of carbs.
Well, we need to have more of that kind of business, right? That's
absolutely
why we want to attract all these other car manufacturers back to South Africa and tell them we'll supply some of
How does it affect the dollar, the rand to dollar exchange, though?
Well, I mean, the more we export, the more foreign currency we get, the stronger our currency gets.
We have to be net exporters rather than net importers of valuable and manufactured goods.
You.
See, we've got a lot of raw materials, but we don't have enough manufactured goods coming out of South Africa, and that's where the money is.
Exactly.
So going forward, I mean, what can you charge for timber and diamonds and coal and gold as opposed to a finished article, like a car? You send that out. There's a lot more money coming back in.
That's why Trump's trying to get all the manufacture back into America.
Well, he's made this, you bring that up, he's made this very complicated deal now, which involves steel and aluminium, as he calls it, as aluminium, as we call it. And this could have a serious effect on jobs in South Africa, too, so it's worth looking at that. But we'll catch up with some people.
A good or a bad one? Just like
a bad one. A bad one for us. But we'll find out exactly what it entails, because I'm very interested in that story. And by the way, I got an email from someone yesterday who said that we need to fill in and explain the situation with the Iran deal. So I promise you Monday I'll give that my full attention. I spent some time reading about it yesterday. But back to George. What else is going on?
So Mahindra, the dominant manufacturer in India,
right,
for pickups, has announced that they are going to start local assembly.
Yay.
Of Mahindra vehicles in South Africa. So there's another positive story. You know,
fantastic.
All these negative people.
So they won't be Mahindered anymore in terms of I'll just see myself out.
Get out of here, George. George, you're ridiculous. All right, George, what else?
And Mahindra is in the top four of pickups sold, believe it or not.
So I know in South Africa that people love a bucky. You say pickup, but you're talking about a bucky.
I'm talking
right?
about a bucky.
People does love a bucky.
Yet a man, we do.
That's a strange
Lorna's had a bucky. She mustn't pretend she...
Your thought.
Actually, no, we do have one. My dad was a taxi driver, so of course we had one.
Yeah, everybody had one.
I tune for you. There's nothing quite like a hot Bennett in a bucky. Yeah.
Yeah.
Best of both worlds.
Bennett. When last have I heard that word, Bennett?
The only person who uses it is Gord. There's no one else. There's one oak in the East Rand. Who wears sleeveless tops?
My chum DJ Christo is left.
Oh my God!
All right.
So Australia did a trial across 400 drivers. And they caught across more than 400 drivers, but they caught 400 drivers making phone calls, texting, and taking selfies while driving in a 12-hour period.
Oh, man.
And the way they did this was using similar technology to our speed cameras. Now, those speed cameras are now so sophisticated that they can tell you whether you're wearing your seatbelt. They can tell you whether you're talking on the phone, and they can tell you whether you're texting. So,
God, they're in our lives. Lawrence, do you do selfies while you're driving?
I'm trying to learn not to. I'm unlearning the bad habits.
Please, we don't want to have some news story about how Lorna went into the back of a huge truck because she was
taking a selfie.
Jesus, what an embarrassing way to die!
Imagine, wow.
If you're trying to take a selfie and you go into the back of a rubbish truck,
and they put it on your coffin, you know when they put a framed photo on your coffin at the funeral. There's the picture of the selfie you took just as you got impaled by the back of the rubbish truck.
A thousand ways to die.
Now, that's incredible. So 400 people. I mean, we don't know how many they surveyed, but look, I've been on the phone. I think a lot of us have. I see a lot of people doing this in the traffic all the time, and I try not to because I've got Bluetooth in the car now. It's how I was listening to the show earlier. And I don't do selfies in the car. That I don't do. I do sometimes check if things are slow or if I've stopped at a stop street or a robot, not a stop street, but a robot usually, then I'll see if there's an important thing. But I've got the watch, and then I've got this voice thing on my phone, which tells me the message is from. So if it's urgent, I know, and then I can always pull over. But you've got to find ways to limit the amount of stupid stuff that you do when you drive, because we all think.
Yeah, it only has to happen once. Yeah. You can get it right 700,000 times. You only have to bugger it up once.
That's right. That banana peel in your coffin.
That's it. We don't need that. Look, the Australians are particularly anal about this stuff because in Australia, if you so much as drive without sitting up straight, they will fine you.
We'll send you back to South Africa.
Cape Town's
swear while you're driving.
Cape Town's not far off, hey? Those guys take your phone away. Cape Town takes your phone away if you get caught texting or on the phone.
Yeah. When you say Cape Town, do you mean Helen Ziller herself actually climbs into your car and goes, why are you using your cellular phone?
I got pulled over.
Have you any idea how irresponsible that is, young man?
I got pulled over in Cape Town for talking on my phone. Yeah, and the police officer said to me, strictly speaking, I should confiscate your phone and go and put it in the police station. I said to him, I'm sorry, I'm taking a flight later. How am I going to get back here to get my phone?
Uh-oh.
So I got away with it, but it is serious.
We have the most forgiving metro cops in the world in South Africa. Don't take advantage of them.
Yeah. Don't try that in Singapore or Hong Kong.
Oh, hell no.
You will not come back.
All right, so just to help you with this, you know, we brought out these fantastic Cliff Central unwired earphones, which you can plug in, and you have your phone calls, and you can listen to music, and you can do all that stuff without having to use your actual handset. You can leave it in the car. You can even leave it in the boot because they've got a good range, and it'll give you an opportunity then to listen to what you want, to make the calls you want, to and do everything else without having to have your phone there to distract you while you drive. The Australians should love this.
They might look cool in a selfie, but don't do it in the car.
No. All right, what else?
So lastly, Rolls-Royce, luxury SUV.
We're talking Lorna's stuff.
I know. I was like,
all of these luxury sports cars are starting to get into the SUV market. And Rolls-Royce yesterday revealed their Rolls-Royce Cullinan, which is a Rolls-Royce SUV.
Googling it as we speak.
It is an absolutely beautiful car. Now, to give you some insight, the top 10 most searched for SUVs on Autotrader, with over 1 million searches per month, is the X5, the GLE, the Grand Cherokee, the Range Rover Sport, the X6, the Q7, the Cayenne, the Levante, the G-Class, and then the Land Cruiser. All high-end SUVs.
Lorna has all of those in her garage.
I'm about to buy the Rolls Royce as well.
Since the divorce, she's been stocking up.
Just don't buy the Rolls Royce Cullinan if you expect it to be facing spin bowling.
Hey, listen. They obviously named it after the Cullinan Diamond, but they don't know what Cullinan itself is like, because that's a shitty place.
It's a hole.
It's a terrible place.
Horrible
and
place.
And there's my batsman joke that no one got, but it's okay.
Yeah. Well, Ben did.
Ben
loved it. He's smiling like a mongoloid.
Ben's in the corner smiling. Thanks, Ben.
But yeah, Cullinan is a horrible place. I hope they should do their research. Remember, the diamond was named after the place.
Yeah, well, it would have been a great place if they hadn't wrenched the jewel of it out of the ground.
No, trust me.
Have you seen how deep that hole is?
It's insane.
Listen.
I took my aeroplane over that hole.
It's frightening. I got afraid. That's where they got the Cullinan Diamond?
Mm.
Well, I don't know that people should go and visit Cullinan. If you could fly over it like George did, good idea.
I know.
But try and avoid it. There are a lot of inbreeders there. It's not a very good place.
Is it really like a similar kind of thing to the Kimberley vibe?
It looks deeper. You know, it could be depth perception problems, but
filled with water at the bottom?
It's filled with water at the bottom, yeah.
Well, all right. Well, there we go. But this is an incredible car. I mean, looking at the interior of this Rolls-Royce Cullinan, looks fantastic. I mean, I know it's common to look at the interior because if you own such a car, you usually have someone drive you around, right?
Well, that car you would.
Not in America, though, which is like a weird thing. Americans drive their Rolls-Royce.
Yeah.
They don't, I mean.
Well, rappers.
No, not even like reality star, you know, Real Housewives of Atlanta, they all drive. I'm like, okay. Why can't I afford one?
I do have to say, though, like the whole SUV, because I don't like that
trucks.
Porsche SUV. I don't like it when sports cars and super luxury cars go into like the family car area.
Yeah, either. Yeah. It should be one or the other. I mean, I don't want to be a person that doesn't have a Porsche criticizing people who do have Porsches, but it's like if you're going to get a Porsche, get a Porsche. Yeah. Don't get like a Porsche covered Porsche coated soccer mom car that it goes fast, but I mean, come on now.
Yeah. Yeah. George is smiling because I think he agrees.
I agree. The thing I don't like about sports SUVs is the curvy lines. I prefer the box aggressive, proper muscle SUV style.
Like a G-Wagon.
Right. Exactly.
I saw a thing about, I just wanted to ask because we were talking about Buckies now. Apparently there's been some sort of recall in America on Ford F-150s.
Oh yeah, why?
I don't know what those even are, but it's like car
That's
recalls.
The big truck.
Yeah. The huge one. Yeah, like I saw that on CNN. I was at the gym doing my annual gym visit and I saw it on the CNN TV.
Yeah, it's one of these. It's one of these big monster, like American Ford trucks.
You don't get them very often, yeah.
You actually have to show them your micro penis before they let you buy that.
Oh, my God.
Wow. There we go. George, sounds like a fascinating week in cars. It's never boring. George always brings us interesting info. Thank you. Always good to catch up with you.
Cheers.
This is CliffCentral.com.